Hey, this is Robert Irvine. You're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a true cornerstone of food television, star of one of Food Network's greatest and most successful shows ever, in Restaurant Impossible, tireless supporter of our military, our men and women in uniform, and on a holiday that brings in recognition for their sacrifice of our armed forces and also often celebrates them with food. No better person on the planet to have on with us than the one and only Chef Robert Irvine. Welcome to WGN.
Well, you're too kind. Listen, with an introduction like that, I mean, how can I say anything wrong now?
Just everybody is so excited to have you on. Happy Memorial Day, Robert Irvine. It is great to have you in here when so many of us, you know, I'm working, and so many people, though, they see it as a holiday, right? To sit back, recognize the sacrifice of men and women, get out in the backyard, kick off summer. But for you, this is a very, very busy time.
Yeah, it's very personal to me. And Dane, you've known me for a long time, and I value our friendship tremendously, and I really do. For me, this is it's a somber time, but it's a celebration time. Hosting the Coke 600, sitting with 600 Gold Star families. Yeah, it's very personal. You know, when you deal with the families that are grieving, that have lost a member of their family, and it's all about memorial. How do we recognize? How do we celebrate their life and honor their sacrifice? So it's busy, but a good busy.
So many different causes that have been out there. You know, they're all valued causes, good causes, important causes, and you do so much work to support the military. Talk a little bit about getting back to some of that important, because so much, not only all the fun stuff that we think about, certainly school and working from home, but so many of the great ways to recognize these events and causes was canceled last year too.
Yeah, you know, COVID hit us all hard, 14 months, and, you know, 11 million of our hospitality work friends out of work, the country, in fact, the world stopped. And literally we were trying to just get through it. And I think we've lost an awful lot of, you know, what's important. We realized that what is important is our family, right? That's one thing that COVID did for us. Also brought out a whole new era of heroes, whether they're truck drivers, whether they're store managers, store employees who are filling shelves with food, etc. So I think we lost a lot last year, but it's so good to get back into the swing of things. I've been on the road literally since June of last year, helping restaurants, helping business. You'll see the Memorial Day Parade, which I've just hosted. It just feels so good to get and hug and touch and talk and be amongst people. I think that's something that COVID did for me, was make me realize how dependent we are on just people and interaction.
It makes you really appreciate it. People are certainly looking to get back to that, get back together. For Restaurant Impossible, it has been as much entertainment for the masses and the million of fans that watch it and enjoy it and enjoy what you do. But it's also been a great resource for the restauranting community, for the restaurants that you help. And sometimes it's as easy as, for you, it always seems common sense. You just come in and you're like, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. But talk a little bit about it when you look at something that nobody could have seen coming, which was COVID, where it wasn't necessarily about menus or ingredients or process or services, right? It was just kind of surviving.
Yeah, I there's one thing, and you, that word will stay with me forever, survival. COVID hit worldwide very hard here in the States, because we National Restaurant Association says that we ate out before COVID, you know, four or five times a week, no matter where it was. And our economy was stimulated by that. Then all of a sudden it's taken away. We're worried about what's going to happen next, about somebody getting COVID, about, you know, how do we survive? You know, I remember it vividly because I was getting emails through the Yin Yang about St. Patrick's Day, and we'd ordered all this food. What are we going to do with it? Nobody's coming in. They shut us down. And my job was literally to bring back hope to our business and basically go in and say, listen, how do we pivot? How do we pick up curbside? How do we, you know, do takeout service? How do we change the menus? How do we, you know, give real life experience into, and each and every restaurant was so individualized and so unique. You couldn't just blanket one thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, being on the road, two buses, 12 people, a camera crew, and we were the only ones out on the road, I might add, because we truly believe in Food Network and Discovery, really believe that we could make a difference. And here we are, and I can tell you right now the numbers because we've just done them. We're 96% successful in the last 3 years.
Wow.
of restaurants, even through COVID. You know, we've given some good information and we've got lifelong friends.
It's great to see, though, that, you know, the Food Network, of course, you recognized, but they supported you in the way to see it, not just as entertainment, not just as television, but there was a higher purpose built into it to have you out on the road helping those restaurants. So when it comes to some of the causes, obviously the military causes are there. You always build a little bit of fun in with some of that good cause and some of the messaging that goes along with it. The second annual Robert Irvine Military Heroes Charity Golf Tournament is coming up. Golf. We know you as obviously, you know, a guy who is fit, who is an athlete. I didn't know that you were a golfer. Are you a good golfer, Robert, or you just figure other people like it?
Okay. I suck at it. I literally can drive a good 325 right off the tee. It never goes straight. It's the left or right hook, no matter what. But it doesn't matter to me. I've said this all along. People love golf. They do. I wanted to do something. That's one of our events that's coming up. You know, we have, I think, 50 teams of veterans. We've got the Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy, coming out. We've got a lot of people who the past Secretary of the Army, I should say. So it's a lot of fun stuff. And it's really to honor, again, those who are you know, have served in the cloth of our nation and doing great things. And we want to support them. Our foundation, we're buying dogs, we're building houses, we're buying just about everything there is to help people get through life and, you know, that have had loss of limbs, post-traumatic stress. And that's a big thing right now, post-traumatic stress, which we didn't know too much about. And our foundation is all about mental and physical health. So I'm really excited about it. I get on a golf cart. I go around and give grief to everybody. And you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I laugh at them. I joke with them. And then we drink beer. And it's a good old camaraderie thing. But we've got, you know, Red Wine and Blues coming up. We've got Beats and Eats in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. So we have a lot of fundraising stuff. And it's just great to see that we interact so well, and Judy Otter and Justin Leonard, my COO, and they do such a great job of that. So.
Well, as people get excited to see you, and that not everyone is always as excited to see you when you're filming Restaurant Impossible, you know, sometimes because you're dispensing with all of that kind of insight, maybe a little bit of tough love. But when it comes to some of the events, I know South Beach just happened. So many people are excited to get back to some of those events, not only to get out there, get some great food, get with each other, but to see you guys and what you do. Which ones are you looking forward to doing maybe as it gets towards the middle of summer and further out as you have time?
Well, you just mentioned South Beach. Lee Schrager and the team down there did an amazing job just to get the event back on the map. Normally it's in February, and we just had it in May. I think it's May, isn't it? Whatever it is now.
Yep.
But it's kind of interesting the amount of people that came out, even with the restrictions of 2.5 hours in an area, enclosed area. Our demos were fantastic. It was great to see the other chefs. Great to see people. Great to meet people. One of my favorites is Disney Food and Wine, New York Food and Wine. These are events, bearing in mind that I travel, and I have done, as you know, for the past 10 years, 345 days a year. These are events that I look forward to. They're almost like my time off, if you like, because I'm filming, literally. I'm on the road, you know, every month. I go home 11 days a year. So I look forward to those events where I can get amongst people. NASCAR, I'm nuts about. Formula One, I'm nuts about. So because I get to meet, I get to mingle, I get to see the drivers, I get to just have fun. And you're right, people just want to be back to normal.
We love all that stuff, and we'll talk a little bit about the driving at some point in the super near future. When it comes to getting out there in the backyard, maybe as you're relaxing for those 11 days a year, some of the listeners, you know, they want to know, like, on a day like this, granted, you're busy, you're doing the people's work in so many different ways, but when it comes to the backyard stuff, what is Robert Irvine, Gail, what do you guys like to kind of put on the grill? Is there a summer suggestion for outdoor cooking?
So we love outdoor grilling, and I literally just came up with a grill. I just was selling it last week, funnily enough. It's a little grill, backyard grill, and one of the things that always annoys me is when you grill in the backyard, you can't move, right? You're stuck because there's a gas container or there's something, or, you know, there's a big old clunky barbecue. But I made this handheld barbecue you can take to the beach, you can take to the tailgate. We love anything to do with barbecue, you know, chicken, beef, pork. Gail doesn't eat beef anymore because she's on this, you know, this healthy cake that she's been on for a while. But we do an awful lot of grilled vegetables, a lot of marinated vegetables, a lot of, you know, eggplant, moussaka kind of stuff. And you say moussaka on a grill? Yes, absolutely. Lasagnas made with plantains as the lasagna instead of the actual pasta, shaving plantains to make it. Oh, my goodness. I just love, again, being with people, getting out and enjoying and celebrating each other and celebrating the moments we have. And I say this all the time. Life is a sequence of moments and you're never getting them back. So enjoy as many moments as you can with the people that you love and want to be around, and don't worry about the small stuff.
You never stop, of course, giving people so much of that entertainment on the food television side, but then always helping, not just with the veterans, but in so many different ways, certainly the restaurant community, and now our listeners too, with great suggestions as well, and we'll have those online. So Robert, we'll let you get back to it. What is a very busy time on Memorial Day, but thanks for everything you do, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
I've got one last thing for you before I go. And again, you're the only one who gets this. Brand new show coming out on Discovery Plus called The Globe, July the 17th. Very cool, one-of-a-kind show that I created, and folks are going to love it.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man.
Yep, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.